This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, also known as Dudley.
How you doing, Steffen?
Doing well, Richie. Thank you for asking. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. And Kenny, how are you doing?
I am doing well.
All right. So let's say you live.
And I'm fine, thanks.
I'm good. Ken's great.
Big jerk.
Whoa, you're pretty raucous this morning.
I know, I'm riled up today.
You're a little, you taunted me in the last hour.
I did not taunt
you. Yes, you did.
I think that's just the beginning, sir.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Taunting is like, Dougie, he's got no pants on.
I have a feeling you are the mouse and she is the cat this morning, and she is about to play with you all day long.
No kidding.
Yep.
Is there something that brought that on, or is it just...
What?
Governor...
It's Tuesday, yeah.
Governor Jay Nixon has activated the National Guard in Missouri ahead of the grand jury decision on whether or not the police officer is to be charged in the shooting of Michael Brown. That's it. Yeah. So he has signed an executive order to activate the guard. Why do you think that is? Because the people
are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
They must have advance notice of what the verdict could be.
It's pretty easy, though. I mean, if you've just heard some of the stuff that's leaked to the media, they don't have a lot of evidence.
No.
So they're not going to indict this cop.
No indictment.
Yeah. So there'll be burning of cars and looting of stores.
I'm sure this guy's life is over with, because even though they say he can go back to work as a
police officer,
that would be really... Do you think he's really going
to
do that?
Well, they said legally he can go back to work. Yeah. They haven't said whether they'd bring him back to work.
If he's smart, he uproots, moves his family, goes to Louisiana, and gets a job down there.
Sad that you have to do that if he didn't do anything wrong, but that'd be the smart.
But how do you know he didn't do anything wrong?
I said if he didn't do anything wrong.
All right, good. Thank you. 888.
You are the one that's been... Jumping on me.
The FBI's right on top of it here. Look, ABC News reports the FBI warns that Ferguson decision will likely lead to violence by extremists.
Yeah, round of applause. Let's just give it to him.
Yeah,
right.
Yay!
FBI's right on it.
Right on top of it. Every single state in these United States experienced temperatures below freezing last night. Even Northern California.
I'm cold today. I mean, I can't complain. It's probably 50, but I've got my robe on.
I went outside with Charlotte a couple of hours ago, and we don't have any frost on the ground here. It rained a lot yesterday. We had about an inch of rain. Everybody who said that this was going to be a horrible storm and we were going to get about 10 inches of snow, I looked at all of the charts around. I've become sort of I want to be like Pat Sajak when I grow up. I want to do the weather and then do a TV game show. That's how Pat Sajak gets started.
Yeah.
And he didn't know anything.
What game show would you want to do?
He'd be the first to tell you he didn't know anything about the weather when he started doing it. But he was...
Doesn't know anything about the alphabet, but he pulled that off.
Right.
You don't have to know the alphabet. The letters light up for you.
Oh, He's been doing that show as long as I've been doing this show. They're in, I believe, their 27th year of... he's 27 years in doing this. And has become very wealthy for working 21 days a year. Is that a great game?
I stopped watching Wheel of Fortune when they stopped letting the contestants go shopping with their winnings.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the good old days?
I'll buy the stereo for
$1,000. Yeah, they'd take them on it like their head would float through the showroom of stuff.
Really?
And they'd be like, I want that grandfather clock. And and they get to pick how they spent their money.
Huh.
That was awesome.
Porcelain Dalmatian.
Right. It was always a bunch of the biggest junk that you would never want. But,
All right, so how did we get from
piano?
You talk about me drifting. I started talking about the weather because that's a factor in what's going on.
Because you wanted to be Pat Sajak,
I just anecdotally said something about Pat Sajak.
Who's got a lung rest? The nuts are getting loose here.
Okay, I want to read you an email from somebody who listens to our program.
The one guy.
That guy.
Our listener.
Hi.
Bob.
This is You started this, Rich, by telling me that Jennifer was going to take me to task.
All I'm telling you is what's stating the obvious.
Senator Conrad Burns, remember him?
Absolutely.
Very good senator, 18 years representing Montana. Sent me an email yesterday. He listens to me on the billing station, and he was sort of, they was chastising me a little bit because he said I was attempting to stay politically correct when I was discussing what was happening to the turkeys. And he refers to their heads being chopped off. I didn't.
You're not talking about politicians. You're
just trying not to be worrisome,
right?
I think.
Right. You think that was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, but this is the norm. He had three or four different points, Richie, that he wanted to make. In addition to me being politically correct and talking about how turkeys are prepared, he criticized me for talking over some of the music that's too loud. And he says he referred to it as a damned glob of noise.
Wow.
That's pretty much how I refer to this show.
One listener is calling us a damn glob of noise.
No. All he did was refer to the music.
Music.
He's not talking about the whole program.
Not a good slogan. We shouldn't use that.
No, not in our promotion. Senator Burns says we have a damned glob of noise here. Let's see here. He has an auction company. I think I'd have a lot in common with him. The way that he put his stories together for me to consider, I didn't recognize. When I looked at it, just said Conrad Burns on the email, and I didn't see next to it Senator Burns. And so he told me a little bit about himself in talking with me about several of the issues that we were addressing yesterday, including the pipeline vote that's coming up today. Pipeline is for
oil.
What do
you have to say?
Well, he says the pipeline for oil coming out of Canada debate is not about safety. It's about the environmental community attempting to shut off our oil no matter where it's coming from and how it's moved to our refineries. It's about carbon in our transportation. I had to battle the League of Conservative Voters every day while in the Senate. No, not conservative. The League of Conservation Voters when I was in the Senate. When it comes to the management of our natural resources, they're ignorant. I found out that when I was in college, University of Missouri. I didn't want to be a dairyman. He goes on and talks about his life. So I threw my saddle and blues and spurs and hitchhiked to Montana when I was 18. Didn't have any money. He said he didn't have any brains. I ended up in a summer cow camp. See, he's talking to me about my interest in cattle and stuff, and I think that's what brings him into the program, because he's interested in my connection to the farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he said he was a farm broadcaster for a while, started an ag network that served Montana and northern Wyoming and the western part of the Dakotas. I enjoy listening to you, he says, but turn the music down.
Turn the music down.
Right. And he signed his first name, Conrad.
Got it.
Remember him, and had great respect for his. I think there's actually been some. The fellow who has followed him is another, I think, pretty good senator. I don't even know whether he's a. I know that Conrad Burns is a Republican. I don't know the other guy that's in there now is a Republican or a Democrat, but he's pretty thoughtful. Maybe Senator Burns wouldn't agree with that. But
John Tester succeeded him.
Yeah, Tester is a rancher.
I don't even know her.
John Melcher.
Thank you, Senator Burns, for the note. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Very cool.
All right. What did you now? Where are you going with all of this? Who's doing what in the Senate? The Senate's going to vote today. No, the House votes today. Senate votes on Thursday. I believe that's the way it's been set up. And the president will veto this on Friday. So
on the pipeline.
Yeah.
Do you think he will? You think he's going to veto?
Yeah.
So is this a loud message then to the Democrats that, you know, he's done playing with the party? Because they're trying to do this now to save Mary Landrieu, right?
Right.
And so they
want
it done.
Well, some of them do.
We're trying to figure out what the numbers are here with the Blue Dog Democrats. Kenny and I were talking about this before, whether the Democrats or the Senate has enough money, has enough votes to override the president's veto of the pipeline bill. I think it's pretty close, right? They have 52 votes, and
they need 61 to do that.
They got
to
wait until after. They can't override the veto until after the first of the year, when they're all the new senators seceded, right?
Right.
Is it 62 votes they need?
61.
61 votes
to override the veto.
Well, they'll have 52 Republican votes and they'll need 10 Blue Dog Democrats to go along with them, and I'll bet they'll find 10 of them. What do you bet? Especially as Obama keeps sort of rubbing their noses in it. Many of them are just completely turning against him for whatever the reason. So anyway, and it's on that thing. And the other item of interest today, the amnesty for immigrants proviso, the uproar that is a part of this discussion, people that are, I was watching for a minute, I think it was last night, Rachel Maddow, I think, is quite good. I think she's very smart. I don't like her points of view, but I think she's good at what she does. I can separate the message from the messenger, and I think she's very astute. She's very smart. She just doesn't have the same thought pattern as do I. But when it comes to the, she was saying, well, Reagan did it and Bush did it, so why can't Obama do it? Well, the Obama plan was, or isn't, the same by any stretch of the imagination as what Reagan and Bush figured out, and they worked together. It was a bipartisan immigration overhaul that happened during the Reagan administration. You hear that all the time, and during the Bush administration, it wasn't as good as the Reagan deal, but it was similar. And so that's the difference between just with Obama, it's the American salute. You don't like it? You know what I'm doing? You know what the American salute is, right? There it is. But with Reagan and Bush, to a lesser extent, they had a bill going through Congress. I think when Reagan was president, weren't there 3 or 4 million illegals that sort of become they became nationalized?
No, I think it was more like 10 million.
Was it that many?
Yeah.
Oh. And how many were nationalized when Bush was president?
I don't know that Bush did it.
Well, Bush did something, I remember, but I don't remember to what extent.
Yeah, it was another like 2 million of spouses and children.
Right. But not anything like what the president now wants to do. Let me just give them all 5 million of them. They want to give them green cards, right? Isn't that what the deal is, in essence? Give everybody a green card. Let's give everybody a green card and basically say, stuff it to the people who have worked 8, 9, 10, 11 years to become citizens. Nah, don't have to do that. Just have the right last name. Make sure, well, I'm liable to go off the deep end here, so maybe I'll just keep it where it is and remind you it's a 19 after the hour on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
50% off sale is this Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm coming home to you. You'll find 50% savings throughout the store. Save on everything you need to make the perfect Thanksgiving celebration. And visit Kohl's.com to get a $10 off coupon for any home purchase of $50 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. You'll earn Kohl's cash too at Kohl's 50% off sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the freeze-dry guy's three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is freeze-dry guy's favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call freeze-dry guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Tell us the name of this artist by dialing 888-302-3684. You'll get through to us, and if you have the right ID and we get you on the air, you'll win a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonder hits on it. So if you want to phone in your aunt, this is, I said, what, this week, 2005, right? So this is a recent development in the one-hit wonder world. Can you tell us who this is?
Because I think it's going to be tough. This is a guy that had better hair than I do. Longer, too.
Really? 888-302-3684. The song is called Inside Your Heaven. Fellows from Huntsville, Alabama. You can call us now and tell us his name if you know who it is. His mom was a gospel singer. His dad was an executive at Coca-Cola. When he was 14, his father was transferred to a Coca-Cola office in London. Young fellow at the age of 14 learned to play the guitar. Richie took the guitar with him everywhere, even to high school football practice. Folks moved back to the U.S., and in 2004, his mother and other family members urged him to try out for American Idol. There's the hint. On American Idol, he was the runner-up to Carrie Underwood in season 4.
Gosh, was it that long ago?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. In my mind, he was like, I don't know, 2 years ago?
Later on, his recording of Inside Your Heaven knocked a single by Carrie Underwood out of the top spot in the pop music world.
to make it take that.
His first and only.
She got the last laugh.
Yeah, right. She did because she won. But apparently he did okay. I actually even remember his name. Idol, you may not remember. What flashed back through my head as I was talking about this was thinking of how we've watched Ryan Seacrest grow up on American Idol.
Yeah, remember that when he was a nothing DJ that first started on that thing?
Lucky kid, he got $1 million the first year he did American Idol. Now he's getting $15 million a year.
And what's the other guy's name that didn't last the second year?
Brian Dunkelman.
Brian Dunkelman.
You remember that?
Wow. I can't believe it. Barely remember what I had for breakfast
yesterday. The fact that you remember the guy that's singing this and song. Brian Dunkelman.
Right.
There's a whole lot of useless knowledge up there.
Yeah, but she gets the award because nobody else seems to be remembering this either. This is the second stumper that we've had.
This
is hard. We've been doing this, what, for 4, 5, 6 months now? And this is only the second.
Hold on a minute. Let's just.
We've had a stumper. So if you know, well, maybe you put the piece together. Again, if you're a fan of American Idols,
just
it
take
might
a guess
have given it away.
Point, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Take a guess. Who put the bomb?
Ruben Studdard.
Right.
It wasn't Ruben Studdard.
All right, let's see if Connie has it.
Connie, what's the scoop?
Bo Bison.
Close enough.
It's
close
Bo
enough.
Bice.
Close enough. Oh, sorry.
Bison is what you
you're
get
awesome.
When you
Who
go
cares?
To one of Ted Turner's restaurants, you get bison hamburgers.
And they're good.
Yeah, well,
they're
I do really. Love that in Orange Park, yes.
All right, so Bo Bice, you a big fan of American Idol?
No, not really. I was a big fan of Ryan Seacrest until like the last decade.
There you go. I kind of get the prize. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained. Many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog, regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A good day. I would like to predict that and promise it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to make that happen for me. Jennifer, are you going to make it happen for you?
Already done, sir.
Already yep. done. Richie, you're going to make me it happen too. For you?
Done.
Kenny, what about you?
Done.
Done. All right, so let's move into
it. It's a great part of waking up early, isn't it?
Some good news for those of you who are Catholic and those of you who are like me that like the Pope. Going to visit America. Going to visit Pennsylvania. Going to visit Philadelphia and maybe New York, maybe Washington. Wow, he's
yeah,
out.
I heard he was going to address maybe the UN, and then Congress mm-hmm. invited him. He's invited to speak before Congress
really?
Too, which is cool.
So I don't care.
They could use him
about religion. I won't be coarse about it. I just don't think. I think religion. I've said this 100,000 times, but I've said it once. Is responsible for most of the ills of mankind. Mankind creates religions, and then falls all over itself trying to figure out why it doesn't work. But there always is room for inspiration. It doesn't necessarily have to be religious. Doesn't necessarily have to be industrial. It doesn't have to be political. Wherever there is some kind of inspiration, I lurch forward to grab on and embrace it. And I happen to like this fellow. I think he's doing what is necessary in the name of this institution to bring it into the 21st century. And pretty much every move that's been scrutinized by him has been held up to practical praise, hasn't it? Has anybody heard or seen anything that was negative about this fellow since he became the Pope? I can't think of anything that has come out that seems to be negative about
him. Yeah, I mean, there are some people that disagree with some of his opinions.
Oh, it's okay. But he's doing good work. Right, good work. All right, so the Pope's coming. How many people, if Bill Cosby were coming to your town to do what he, it's sometimes a lecture, sometimes a performance, an appearance?
He did it the last time I saw him.
Yeah. So how many people would go, given the information that's coming out about him, yet another rape accuser came forward yesterday, so the couple of these people, bringing us back to, what, 13, 14, 15 years ago, when basically he paid off all the people that accused him of this sort of behavior and they all went away. And now it's coming back to the surface again. So I'm just curious as to whether if Bill Cosby were playing, if you were a fan of Bill Cosby's, like his TV work, whatever it is that you found appealing, and he was going to appear, would you go to see him? Yes or no? Richie?
I've never seen him, so I can't say that.
So this wouldn't be, not go see him wouldn't be because of the allegations.
I can't even know. I've got to say, there's a lot of smoke around that fire.
There sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was a huge Bill Cosby fan, and the last month or so, all of this stuff has really turned me off of him. I don't think I would go see him.
Jen?
I've seen him, and he's so funny that I would want to see him again. But
so can you get beyond?
He's a great American icon, but know, here we are convicting him before he's even been tried.
I know. I don't want to turn on him.
But you know, when you see this much smoke, you start wondering.
Yeah. Well.
And all the stories have started to sound the same.
They have, haven't they? Sometimes people just get on to get on.
Yeah.
If there's a lawsuit, they smell some money. Let's jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, and I thought that of Michael Jackson a lot, is that, it was opportunistic. Mm-hmm. There's the money there. Let me go try and get it. And I don't know what to think of him. I still think he was weird, but do I think that he did what they accuse him of doing with kids? I don't know.
No, you don't want to believe it.
That's what in the same with Cosby. You know,
I don't blame you. I don't.
You don't want to believe.
You don't want to believe that.
No, you don't.
But Cosby's reaction has been
that. That got
guilty.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah,
right?
That got me.
To just be silent and say you refuse. I know if I was accused of something awful like this,
I didn't have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Right.
Yeah, I would be defending myself. These allegations are ridiculous. This is, and I hate to dignify it, but I've got to say something, and I just can't. That he's quiet about it, that he refuses to address it, just looks bad.
How old is he? 78, 79?
78, I think.
Yeah, something like
that. So is he not able to deal with these anymore on an intellectual basis? Or, how's his mind?
Oh, it's very... I only met him a couple of years ago. He was with it.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Any comments on our social media about this, Kenny?
There's one here. Yeah. Bill says, Bill Cosby is now being treated like a criminal, but Bill Clinton is an American icon. Have we gone insane?
No, we just have different ways of looking at the same thing.
That's a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everything that Clinton did was... correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't everybody kind of voluntary?
Consensual.
What? Consensual.
Consensual. Yes.
Depends who you ask.
Right.
I suppose. 888-302-3684.
Not that I'm defending Clinton.
Lower energy costs. Lower energy costs for you this winter. Will you take the money you save on gasoline, oil, natural gas, whatever it is that heats your home, and will you spend that? When you see the savings coming in starting pretty much now, will you spend more to buy things at the end of the year for Christmas? And how is this going to be a reflect? The interesting and the most prominent place you see the savings other than at home and in your car is if you're either traveling on an airplane or you own stock in the airlines. Because so far this year, airlines have saved over $1.5 billion on jet fuel as opposed to what they paid last year.
Virgin Atlanta had been showing a loss. Mm-hmm. They'd never made money.
No.
Until this year.
Yeah.
When the gas prices dropped.
Yep. Price of jet fuel. Jet fuel is diesel fuel is heating oil. It's the same stuff.
By the way, Bill Cosby canceled his late show appearance with David Letterman.
Yes, he did.
That makes good sense. What do you think?
Which as well as is probably smart. Yeah.
Right. Speaking of television news, Jennifer will update you on the latest television news in a matter of moments. We're talking a lot this week about the Senate of the United States because there are a number of things on the docket, not the least of which is the pipeline bill, not the least of which is immigration and the discussion of what to do with all the illegals. Now there's a coalition representing major technology companies like Facebook, like Twitter, like Microsoft, like Apple, like Google, lobbying senators this week to pass a bill that would rein in the NSA's efforts to collect data on their users. Who's in favor of this? Raise your hands. Aye.
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 The bill is going to be voted on today. Another big, they really hopping things. Oh, they want to be done. Go home and do their Christmas stuff, right?
That's right.
Get
it done.
They've
been working for a good couple of weeks now, Dougie.
Okay, so who or how would you vote against that? Who would be someone, anybody know anybody, senators from your state? Richie, you have two senators from Virginia. How are they going to vote on this? How
would you they will likely vote to restrict the NSA.
Restricted. Yeah. All right. Kenny, Jennifer, you both have two senators, DiFi and Boba. There, what are they going to do? Barbara Boxer is Boba, by the way.
Well, they've been critical. Nancy Pelosi's been critical of it, right? So,
And so is Barbara, right?
Yeah, so I would say they'd want to restrict the NSA.
Yeah. I think this bill will pass overwhelmingly. But I think Obama will veto it. Watch, you wait and see.
He's got to stamp out.
He's got to stand up or not. I mean, nobody's going to ever claim that he wasn't a hypocrite. But how does he go on this? Is this another? Are we going to have override after override after override after override? Because this is a bill the American people want, hands down. There isn't one person listening to this program right now, I'm going to bet, who doesn't think the NSA should be reined in, and this is the bill to do.
There's a lot of people out there that think that it stops terrorism.
Nah, bunk 'em.
Local terrorism.
BS. I'm going to stop local terrorism. I was the recipient, Jennifer and Kenny, yesterday of a box. It was delivered to my house.
Ah.
Congratulations.
And in the box is an assault rifle.
That's right. I sent it to him. I gave him this assault rifle. This is
one of the silliest things that I have ever seen in my life. When I opened it, Meredith was hysterical. I thought you were going to fall on the floor. When I turned it, I said, look at Richie sent me. It's called a bug assault.
Oh, good, because you're always killing flies.
This is for, instead of a fly swatter, this is something that you can use, and it looks like an AK-47.
But it's plastic. It looks like a Nerf version of an
AK-47. Right, yeah. No, and you can kill the flies with table salt. The good thing about it is I don't have to use any batteries in this.
Nope.
You can shoot it 50 times before you reload it. It has a pop-up sight indicator so I can actually aim at the flies, and it won't splatter them. They'll just get them.
You have to watch the video. Go to Bug Assault, BUGASALT.com, and watch the video of them slow motion shooting the flies, and it is hysterical.
Kenny, put it up as the video of the day for tomorrow, will you?
My son has been going through the looking for bugs.
Looking for bugs.
Are you kidding? But you know, it's cold now, so all the bugs are gone. He's trying to find
Last night in bed, there was a bug, and Meredith's not great when it comes to bugs. She screams a lot when she sees little bugs around.
Who wouldn't? Yuck.
So I'm going to have, it says for adults only. So why is Sean using it if it's for a bug?
Are you kidding? You can't keep this out of his hands.
Really?
He's already shot his
Why
foot
would
to
they
see
say
if it hurts.
For adults only, though?
You certainly don't want to get shot in the eye with the salt.
No, I suppose not.
So, but I mean, I don't think he's going to do any major damage.
That would be awesome.
Wait a minute. What's underneath here? Is there a note in here? Underneath this, it looks like there's a note.
That's probably instructions.
Oh.
No love notes from me.
No, is it?
But it is really funny. It is. I saw this thing and I was like, "Oh, I've got to get
Dougie." I just
want
to meet the guy who lost his eye after shooting that thing.
What direction is he headed? All right, 15 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer updates television news in a moment. This is Good Day. I think I said that, didn't I? Being redundant. This is Good Day. This is Good Day. This is Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower
the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
50% off sale is this Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm coming home to you. You'll find 50% savings throughout the store. Save on everything you need to make the perfect Thanksgiving celebration. And visit Kohl's.com to get a $10 off coupon for any home purchase of $50 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. You'll earn Kohl's cash too at Kohl's 50% off sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
This report is brought to you by the National Mining Association. The U.S. should reduce its dependence on foreign minerals to create jobs and strengthen national security, according to a survey of more than 400 manufacturing executives. 95% say they're concerned the U.S. takes too long to approve permits for new minerals mines. On average, it takes 7 to 10 years, nearly 5 times longer than countries with similarly strict environmental regulations. That lag puts the country's manufacturers in a vulnerable position. Harry Moser of the Reshoring Initiative.
Minerals are vital to a broad range of products and technologies that make U.S. companies world leaders in innovation, propel our economy, and allow our industries to compete globally. Right now, we rely on foreign countries for more than half the minerals our manufacturers need. Strengthening the domestic mineral supply chain is a great way to support the reshoring trend.
The survey shows that a stable domestic supply of the minerals and metals vital to a wide range of products is a top concern for U.S. manufacturers. For more information, visit mineralsmakelife.org.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
All right, time for a television update. Jennifer Horn is here. Hot in Cleveland. It's gotten cold, it looks like, Jen.
So sad about this one. Who cancels Betty White? I think we need to go to social media and try to save this show. It is, seriously, it's an outrage. This is
every
a great show.
Every time they
show.
Take Betty White to social media, they kill her off.
Oh, I was just, you know, I was watching
killed
the
off
show
on
this
social,
weekend.
On Twitter in the, twice in the past year.
She has, but I was watching the show this weekend, and it is such a funny show. It's like a classic sitcom. It's great. TV Land announced yesterday that it's going to wrap up Hot in Cleveland after its upcoming sixth season, and here's why. Because TV Land thinks that they want to reach out to younger audiences. Here's a newsflash, TV Land. You're TV Land. You know, sandwiched in between reruns of Mr. Ed and McHale's Navy, I think Hot in Cleveland actually might bring you a younger audience. So that's what I have to say to you.
What's the youngest show that TV Land even airs?
Right.
Something from the 80s, right?
You know, and they're so stupid with this. They brought back Candid Camera, and like on every Candid Camera, they're doing something with pot. It's always like a marijuana thing. You know what? That's stupid. Everything in life is not about marijuana, TV Land.
She's on a roll, man.
She is.
I'm so upset by this. TV Land is a great show. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Hey, man, go to your Twitter page. Save Betty White.
You mean the Hot in Cleveland is a good show.
That's what I said, isn't it?
All right, so why are they wasting time? The Millers is a big waste of time. Mike and Molly are a big waste of time.
No, that's another great show.
That is a big waste of time.
All right, so
Melissa
the Millers,
McCarthy,
I told you yesterday that the Millers has been canceled on CBS.
Nice going.
Well, this is good news for people that like Mike and Molly. I also like that show because they're going to take that spot left by the Millers.
Where were they before?
They were actually supposed to debut in the spring, so now they're going to be back.
This is a
more episodes for Mike and Molly. Exactly. So this will start on December 8th at 8:30. You can check it out if you're a fan.
Weren't the themes of the two shows about the same?
No. Mike and Molly is about a married couple, and the Millers is about Will Arnett, who's just divorced, and his parents get divorced, and then the daughter moves in, or the father moves in with the daughter, and the mother moves in with Will Arnett. Mm-hmm. Funny show.
All right, Westworld coming to HBO.
Oof. Yeah, HBO moving forward with Westworld. This is the 1973 Michael Crichton novel and film.
Yeah,
coming to HBO. Well, you know, HBO likes it. Come on.
All right, so the new host of Late Night is going to be on David Letterman, what, today?
Yeah, there you go. James Corden paying a visit to David Letterman on Friday.
Big waste
before
of time.
Before he takes over for Craig Ferguson. Love Craig Ferguson, right? He's on Hot in Cleveland.
Really?
What is going on?
51 after.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Now 53 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have been blessed. You what? Tell me that again. Oh. Well, we think we're being blessed by the presence of Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We wanted to talk to him because he's on a cruise. So let's see if we can connect to him. We'll take a moment here and then see if we can find out in the middle of the Atlantic somewhere, Tom Kreitler reporting in here on Good Day.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Wait a minute. Can we combine this with a theme for the Money Pit?
Exciting.
I thought it was one of the same.
Put the two of them together. Tom Kreitler, who hosts the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, author of My Home, My Money Pit. He is now going to guide us not through your home and home improvements, but he is on the newest, most luxurious ship on the seas called the Quantum of the Seas.
And broadcasting live from the tropic port of New Jersey.
Mayon, New Jersey. I didn't even realize there was a port in Mayon. I knew that we had Newark, but
yeah,
I didn't know.
It's called,
Yeah, it's called Cape Liberty, and we actually just came back from a two-day sort of pre-sale where they invited members of the media to come and experience the ship. And it's pretty amazing. This is the most technically advanced cruise ship in the world.
Couldn't prove it, by the way, your phone sounds.
Yeah, they might want to work on that phone signal.
Well, you could thank Verizon for that because we're coming via cell.
Now this could be a short report.
All right, we're really pretty impressive ship. They've got, they can handle over 400 guests on the ship. And
all right.
All right.
Don't have all the
problem. This ship is no technological
advance. They're not doing themselves any favors with this deal.
Wow.
No, it's hard to get cell service on any.
I mean, I'm sure they've stuffed Tom down in the lowermost.
What I want to know, but this is what I want to know. Why the heck wasn't I invited? Why weren't you invited, Jennifer Richie?
Always got to
be
invited.
Would you go, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone. I
would go, and then you would jump off of it the next day. I've been on a vacation with Doug.
2 days.
After 2 days, he's like, I gotta go.
I
can't take this anymore.
You need to work on your vacation.
Hold on, let's see if Verizon's got a minute. Here we go. Tom, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm here, live once again.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I'm Tom Crowley.
So you were saying the most technically advanced ship on the seas. Go ahead.
Now, this is a pretty amazing, it's part of a whole new class of ships called Quantum Class.
Yeah.
And some of the things they have on this ship are really incredible. For example, on the fun side of it, they've got a thing called iFly, which is like demonstrates what it's like to fly. To jump out
I can fix that problem. I've got a new gun. It's called a bug assault. I can fix all those flies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, you jump into this wind tunnel and you're jumping out of a plane. It's really cool. And then they have something called North Star, which is kind of like the London Eye, Doug, where you sort of go up in this arm and you swing all around the ship 300 meters off the water.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at this thing.
You swing over the water?
Yeah. Over the water.
Did you do that?
I did. It was really crazy.
Really? Is it like a bungee cord over the water?
No, it's like a capsule from, if you've ever been on the high roller or the London Eye, that very slow, like Ferris wheel type of attraction they have. So it's sort of a capsule like that. It holds maybe, I don't know, 12 to 15 people. And it goes up in a long boom, like a long arm, like a crane arm, and then it swings from one side of the ship all the way to the other, 90 degrees over the water and back.
Is it fast or slow?
It's very slow.
Yeah, okay, so it wouldn't
very
make you
slow.
Upset.
It takes about 15, 20 minutes to do the whole thing.
They have bumper cars.
And they have bumper cars, they have roller skating, they have 3 full-size basketball courts.
Good heavens.
They have a trapeze school. If you ever want to be in a circus, you can practice your trapeze flips.
Look, Dougie, they're talking to you.
And we all know Tom took that class.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so the quantum of the sea.
Just out there.
All right, Tom, I'm glad you had a good time. I did want to know how the trip went. I want to know why they didn't invite me, too.
Why didn't I get to go?
It's 50.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.